The state just reopened the North Shore Trail in the park after spending $1 million on renovation. The path connects Goat Island with Luna Island through some of the new landscaping and allows more access for people with disabilities. Mayor Paul Dyster says it's all good in letting everyone see more of the core of his city. Albany's putting tens of millions of dollars into parks, which had become visibly worn down. The mayor says the city's looking at how to get people from the new train station when it opens next year, and how to get hikers and bikers onto the paths which are gradually replacing the Robert Moses Parkway in the city. Dyster says there are new access possibilities.
Everybody wants to have the opportunity to have the best possible experience of Niagara Falls, and sometimes in order to do that, you've got to get yourself into that vantage point that isn't always easily accessible. One of the other things we're really looking forward to as part of the new boat landing for Maid of the Mist, there's an historic elevator there that's being renovated, and that's going to be open to the public. Remember, when the Maid of the Mist boats are not stored there, we get to use the landing.
Dyster says it's also part of the old city need to keep people in the Cataract City for more hours, potentially spending more money. That's why using the green trolley to get them from their parking spaces to attractions is important, and why the tourism industry needs to come up with a better way to get people around. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.